Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the Government Accountability Office. It's May 26th, 2010. GAO has released its sixth report on the use, oversight, and impact of Recovery Act funding. A group led by Chris Mim, Managing Director in GAO's Strategic Issues team, conducted this latest review. GAO analyst Jeremy Clucci sat down with Chris to talk about what they found.
What aspects of the Recovery Act did GAO examine in this latest review?
We, as we did in the earlier reports, continued to look at the programs that were sending out the most money into states and localities. Those included education programs, additional Medicaid assistance, transportation programs, weatherization programs. And then we also began to focus on some smaller programs, such as those dealing with public housing, capital fund, dislocated workers, a worker investment program, some justice programs, and clean water grants.
And what did GAO find with regard to how states are using these Recovery Act funds?
There's a couple things that are important. First is that the funds continue to go for a variety of essential public purposes down at the state level. There are teachers that are being employed and retained because of education money. Houses are beginning to be increasingly weatherized. There were some concerns in our earlier reports at the pace of that. That's beginning to pick up a little bit this time around. We're now seeing 12,000 or so highway projects that are out there, which is good news because that's helping the nation's infrastructure as well as providing employment. On the other hand, one of the key purposes of the Recovery Act was to help stabilize state and local budgets. It's having a powerful influence on that, but it's not fully addressing the problems down at the state and local level. States are very concerned about what happens once the recovery money begins to end, but that's in a sense the spigot gets turned off. They're very worried about the cliff effect that could be established. We're looking at how states are planning for the eventual end of Recovery Act money.
What methods are states using to help try and ensure the accountability of these Recovery Act funds?
The primary thing they're doing is through the state auditors and through a revisions or a pilot test that's taking place with the single audit process. What OMB has been working with a variety of states to put in place a pilot where states auditors would look at selected Recovery Act programs and report much earlier than they would traditionally report under a single audit after doing testing on internal controls. The idea here is let's go in, let's look at high-risk programs, let's see if there are some problems, and to the extent that we have some concerns or some internal control weaknesses, let's report those to management right away rather than wait until 9 months after the end of the fiscal year when we do the state audits. Preliminary indications, and we need to do some more work on this, is that this pilot has proven successful in identifying some key weaknesses that program managers at the state level need to take action on early rather than waiting until the end.
GAO also considered allegations of Recovery Act wrongdoing, fraud, waste, and abuse submitted by the public. Can you talk a little bit about this process?
Absolutely. On our website, gao.gov/recovery, we have a link to our FraudNet page where citizens that suspect that there's waste, fraud, abuse, or serious mismanagement on any federal program, but this is, we're talking particularly about Recovery Act, can report their concerns and their allegations. We then take an initial look at those in our FraudNet by our specialists that are really trained in this type of work, and then they make a decision. It's an initial cut as to whether or not it's something that we should do additional work on. Most often, to the extent that it's a serious and what we believe credible allegation, we'll refer it over to the inspectors general in the individual agency where that allegation would have occurred, and then they follow up with it and do additional investigation from there.
What comment does GAO make in this latest report on recipient reporting about jobs created or retained by the Recovery Act funding?
This is now the third round that we're in, overall we're finding that the process is beginning, in a sense, to settle down and smooth out. That is that both federal agencies and, more importantly, recipients are getting far more comfortable, far more understanding of the requirements and the responsibilities to report under that. So we're seeing less non-reporting recipients, better data that's in the system. Notwithstanding that, there are still some issues and some significant issues that need to be addressed in terms of inconsistencies in the data and data quality. We have a series of recommendations to OMB and others and individual agencies as to how they can continue to make improvements in the reporting process here. It's going to remain a challenge to make sure that we get good and complete data.
To learn more, visit GAO's website at gao.gov. And be sure to tune in to the next edition of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the Government Accountability Office.